Welcome back, Eternal Swice, to the 44th episode. I'm Little D, and today I'm going to be doing a weapon breakdown on the Sideways minigun and where you can get it, and I'm going to talk about some details about it and how it works pretty much in the stats. I'm also going to be going over some stuff that I missed yesterday, and I'm going to be going over some tips, so let's get into this. Alright, so before I do a weapon breakdown on the minigun, on the Sideways minigun, I just wanted to say that there is three different types of cube. So the first one is Corrupted Kevin, and it says the evil cube that can summon cube monsters in open portal, and open portal to the Sideways. So apparently those were the cubes that were powering the mothership from the aliens. Next is Rebooted Belvin. It says the cube rebooted by loopers during Operation Skyfire. And next is the Golden Cube. I can't read the description. Oh, it says the Queen Cube controlling all corrupted cubes. It is the most bounciest version of the cube. So I guess that cube is controlling like all of the purple cubes, all of the Corrupted Kevin cubes, and it's controlling like of where the Sideways would end up at each location and like how to attack people with it. And I figured out that the Sideways things, the Sideways monsters, they are not called zombies, they are called cube monsters. And also, a tip is that, well, it's not really a tip, well, it's kind of a tip and a heads up, but there are 6 crash sites, and at those 6 crash sites, at all of them, there are, what's it called? Wind tubes. There is a cube, there are mini cubes that you can turn into a ghost with. There should be, like, an alien pad, one of those alien pads from the abductors. And a big, and just a cube. I think I said that already. And there's obviously loot there. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I feel like I was going to go over something else. Oh yeah, there are birds in season, and this season, it's kind of interesting because I just saw it and I didn't try to shoot at it. I didn't try to shoot at it or anything. Because I was in late game, and by the way, I just played one game last night, and I had got a win. Where is that? I'm trying to see. Dang it! I'm trying to see that. I took a picture of the umbrella. Where is that? Where is that at? Oh, here it is. So the victory umbrella for the season, it is called the Umbrella of the Last Reality. So the umbrella, it's like a cube umbrella. There's like cubes on top of it. And then like the stick is like a electric purple lightning type thing. It's really cool. And it has like a contrail to it. Well, kind of. Not really. I'm trying to remember. It has like a purple contrail. But like on the sides it does. And it's really cool. And it has like its own noise. It's kind of a weird noise. It's kind of like a metal noise or something, when you're gliding, but I think it's really cool. It has like a cool effect. Is there anything else I'm trying to think of? I think I should get into the Sideways minigun. Just making sure I have it. Okay, so apparently there are 5 rarities of the Sideways minigun. There are uncommon, rare, epic, and legendary and mythic. So that is green, blue, purple, gold, and mythic is just like a lighter version of gold. It's like a bright yellow. So first, we have the uncommon Sideways minigun. The color is green. The DPS is, wait, I can't see. The DPS is 133. The damage is 19. The fire rate is 7. There is unlimited magazine size. I think the max is 500. And the reload time is 5.25 seconds. I think the DPS from the side, from the uncommon to the legendary, is the same. So it's 133, and there's an unlimited magazine size. So, and the damage is the same. Okay. I'll still go over it. So for the rare, the color is blue. The DPS is 133. The damage is 19. The magazine size is unlimited again. The reload time is 5.25 seconds. And yeah, that's it for that. Everything is the same for the epic minigun, but I'm just gonna go over it again just in case you guys missed it. But the DPS is 133, the damage is 19, the fire rate is 7, and the magazine size is unlimited. Why is my phone keep doing that? And the reload time is 5.25 seconds. Now on to the legendary and the mythic. The DPS is again 133, the damage is 19, the fire rate is 7, the magazine size is unlimited, and the reload time is 5.25 seconds. So now the mythic. So the damage, no, the DPS is 168, the damage is 24, the fire rate is 7, the magazine size is unlimited again, and the reload time is 4 seconds. And it says the sideways minigun is a hit scan weapon and does not have first shot accuracy. Another thing that it says is otherworldly rifle that gains bonus damage with while the weapon is hot. The sideways rifle I'm reading about the sideways rifle. Where is that? Is that the minigun or the... Oh, wait, here we go. Okay, so it says the sideways minigun is a fully automatic, fast-firing, medium-range weapon. The sideways minigun does not have a magazine size and works on a cooldown system. Firing the weapon for too long will cause it overheat, and the player must wait a short time before using it again. When the weapon is close to overheating, the fire rate increases. The player can fire 54 bullets continuously before it overheats. So when you use it, I'm pretty sure, and when it overheats, the fire rate would increase. I can't say that right. The stats: the sideways minigun range from dealing 19 damage per shot to 24 damage per shot. In parentheses, it says 101.5 to 168 damage per second. All sideways miniguns use light ammo. The sideways minigun has a headshot multiplier of 1.5x. The sideways minigun can be found in sideways chests, a sideways anomaly, and I don't see anything else for that. I'm pretty sure that's all I got for the sideways minigun. I'm going to go over the sideways assault rifle on another episode, because I don't want to run out of ideas and I don't want to do it all at once. Yeah, I'm going to see if there's anything else. I think that's it. So what I think of the sideways minigun, I think it's really good. And when I was using it last night when I was playing a solo, when I got the solo win, I think I got 6 kills. But it was a pretty good game. So what I think of the sideways minigun, I think it's really good, and I was only using, the rare version of it, and it's still really good. So, like, if I can already imagine what, like, the mythic could do, I think it would be a really good gun. I had just tried it out. I had replaced it for my SMG, and I think it's really useful. But yeah, it takes some getting used to with the overheat and stuff. But yeah. I would recommend you guys go trying it out. But if you don't like it, that's totally fine. I would put it in my third slot, but of my slot inventory. But you guys can put it somewhere else, of course. It says it has unlimited. Well, it says it has no magazine size, but I think it's 500 is the max of light ammo. And when it said sideways chest, you have to go to the sideways anomaly. I think that's what it called. What it's called. And so, like, when you look at your map, when you press the map button, just look, like, for a very weird, like, big circle color, like, over a location, and then go there if you want to kill the cube monsters. But it's absolutely chaos because you can't build, and this is another tip, you can't build and there is low gravity, and plus people are driving cars in there and the cube monsters are trying to attack you and stuff, and just lots of crazy things are happening there. But that's the only way you can get it. Well, that's one of the ways you can get it from there. You have to search a chest by one of the cube things. By one of, like, the cube, I don't know how, like, to call it structure, but it's like this weird cube thing where the cube monsters come out of, and it would be, like, on the side of there. Well, that's the only place where I found it. But obviously you can get the sideways minigun, excuse me, the sideways minigun, and the sideways assault rifle by getting eliminations, or you can even see it on floor loot if someone didn't pick it up. Oh, and you can see it on floor loot and the sideways anomaly. But, wait, I'm pretty sure I was looking at the right thing. Yeah, I was. Okay. It said something else, but I think we're good. So yeah, that was kind of a short episode, but make sure to be on the lookout for an episode coming on a weapon breakdown of the, what's it called, of the sideways assault rifle. It's another sideways gun. And by the way, if you guys haven't known, then the sideways minigun is a new gun in Fortnite this season, in chapter 2 season 8. But I'm gonna go over the other sideways gun. But I'm excited for new guns to come to do some more weapon breakdowns, and I'm obviously excited to do the weapon breakdown on the assault rifle. But that episode is either going to come out tomorrow, or it will either come out, what's it called? It will either come out Thursday. I don't know why I said what's it called. But yeah, that is it for this episode. Thank you for listening to the Eternal Royale podcast. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, then please leave me a 5-star review. It will be featured in one of my episodes. You can also be featured in one of my episodes by sending me an email. I will put that in the description of my podcast episode. And it's in many more. And it's in my just podcast description. So you can just send me some tips for Fortnite, some episode ideas, or just simply say hi. Or some other strategies in Fortnite, including this season or just overall, or maybe how to get, like, the sideways guns easier, or how to kill the cube monsters, or maybe some even good Fortnite YouTubers that you would watch. But, well, like, it doesn't matter if they're good or not, but I would still watch them, or even some other podcasts that you listen to. But, yeah. That was a good episode. I like talking about I love doing weapon breakdowns. They're fun to talk about. But I'm excited for another one coming out about the sideways assault rifle. I've said that so many times. Sideways assault rifle. Sideways assault rifle. It's coming out. Make sure to listen to it. But, yeah. I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.